Welcome to episode 1014 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine walking into a crowded room filled with people, each lost in their own world, their faces reflecting everything from joy to despair. Amidst the hustle and bustle, you notice someone sitting alone, their expression revealing a deep sense of loneliness. What would it take for you to reach out, to break the silence and offer a smile or a kind word? This scenario plays out every day, reminding us of our innate desire for connection and love. The Apostle John challenges us to not only recognize these moments but to actively embody the love of Christ, transforming our relationships and the world around us. 1 John 3, verses 11 to 24.
For this is the message you heard from the beginning: we should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts and He knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask, because we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command: to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in Him, and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us.
In this scripture, the Apostle John reminds us love is foundational to our identity as Christians. As we delve into this passage, we will discover what it means to embody the love of Christ, why this love is crucial for our spiritual lives, and how we can practically live it out day to day. John opens with a clear directive. For this is the message you heard from the beginning: we should love one another. This isn't a new message. It has been at the heart of the Christian faith since its inception. Yet its simplicity can often be overshadowed by the complexity of our lives and relationships. All the words of Jesus can be summed up in this message: we should love one another. The kind of love is clearly defined: as Christ loves, we must love. The result of that love is demonstrated. If you love, everyone will recognize you as a follower of Christ. Commenting on 1 John 3:11, B.F. Westcott writes, "The words do not simply give the contents of the message, but its aim, its purpose. The fundamental declaration of Christ's life and work is directed to this end, that men should be moved by it to self-sacrifice." John provides a stark contrast in verses 12 to 13, where he references Cain and Abel. Cain, driven by jealousy and hatred, murdered his brother. This story serves as a sobering reminder that hatred can lurk in our hearts, and its consequences can be devastating. The world around us may be filled with division, animosity, and conflict, but we are called to rise above it, reflecting the love of Christ in all we do. In verses 14 to 15, John tells us, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other." Here, John presents love not just as an ideal, but as evidence of our spiritual condition. Love is the litmus test of our faith. If we find ourselves lacking in love for others, we must examine our hearts and our relationship with God. Consider this: love isn't merely a warm feeling, it is an action. It is easy to profess love in words, but John challenges us to express it through our actions. He states, "Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. reminding us that the attitude of our hearts matters just as much as our deeds. If we harbor hatred or indifference toward others, we risk severing our connection to the life-giving love of God. John then shifts our focus to the ultimate example of love, Jesus. In verse 16 he writes, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." The sacrificial love of Christ is the model for our own love for others. He didn't just speak words of love, he demonstrated it through his actions, ultimately laying down his life for our salvation. As followers of Christ, we are called to mirror this love. Verse 16 continues, "And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." This may seem daunting, yet it invites us to consider how we can sacrifice our time, resources, and even our comfort for the sake of others. It's about being present and engaged, reaching out to those in need, and choosing to love even when it's inconvenient. In verses 17 to 18, John presents a practical application of love. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? This is a call to action. Love compels us to respond to the needs of others, not just in word, but in deed. We must ask ourselves, are we aware of the needs around us? Are we moved to compassion when we see someone struggling? John challenges us to not merely talk about love, but to embody it. He emphasizes that, "Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." Our faith should manifest itself in tangible ways, reflecting the love of God through our deeds. As we continue in the passage, John reassures us about the relationship between love, confidence, and our standing before God. In verses 19 to 20, he writes, "This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. When we love one another, we are assured of our relationship with God. Our love for others is an indication of our belonging to him. However, the reality is that we sometimes falter. Our hearts may condemn us. We may struggle to love as we should. But John reminds us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. This is a beautiful assurance. Even when we fail to live out love perfectly, God's grace covers us. His knowledge of our hearts brings us comfort and peace, encouraging us to persevere in love. In verses 21 to 23, John reiterates the significance of our hearts not condemning us, leading us to confidence before God. He connects this confidence to obedience to his commands. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Our faith is not just about belief. It encompasses action. We are to trust in Christ and extend that love to others. This command is crucial. It frames our Christian walk. When we choose to love, we are fulfilling God's command, reflecting his character in the world. Love becomes both the foundation and expression of our faith, intertwining belief with action. Finally, in verse 24, John concludes by reminding us of the assurance we have through the Holy Spirit. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. The Spirit empowers us to love, guiding us and equipping us to live out the commands of God. As we lean into the Spirit's leading, we find the strength to love others, even when it's difficult. It is the Spirit that transforms our hearts, enabling us to embody the love of Christ in all aspects of our lives. Love is the evidence of our faith, the demonstration of our relationship with God, and the means by which we extend his grace to the world. Let us be known by our love, mirroring the sacrificial love of Christ in our families, our communities, and the world around us. Let us not forget the profound truth that love is transformative. It brings life, bridges divides, and reflects the very nature of God. May we go forth, empowered by the Spirit, to love one another as Christ has loved us.
Father, thank you for the gift of your love, demonstrated perfectly in Jesus. Help us to embody this love in our daily lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.